Blog Talk Radio.
And a warm welcome to all of you from around the world. I'm Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing, serving all creation through spiritual amplification and delving into ancient mystery school teachings for the modern mystic. I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Shall we begin? Well, welcome everyone. What amazing week we're having this week astrologically. There is so much going on, so much opportunity for growth, expansion of consciousness, and for remembering who we are and why we are here. Now today we'll be having a quick look at the solar eclipse, new moon solar eclipse on Friday, and also the equinox. And we'll begin as we always begin, with sending forth the light and using the crystal singing bowl. Then we shall take our first caller. So just open your heart, open your mind, and just breathe in the beautiful essence of the golden rain. Now remember, as the bowl sounds forth its note, allow yourself to breathe and just let the sound of it move through you. And let go of all that no longer serves. And as we send forth the light, know that as you give, so you receive. Every time you send forth the light for the betterment of all humanity in the earth, you receive that blessing back to you. So just allowing the sound of the bowl to move through you. Enveloped and filled with light, which is love. And as you take three deep, gentle breaths, you allow the light to just move through you. And as it pours forth from your heart, you see this light pouring into the earth, into the soil of the earth, into our food, crops, and the crystalline structures within the earth. You see the light pouring in to the waters of the earth, into our oceans, rivers, streams, and ice sheets of the earth. We see the light pouring into the waters, the drinking waters of the earth. We hold and see the light pouring through the air, through the atmosphere, through the thought forms within the air. And we see the light, and we connect very strongly with the element of fire, the element of love and service. We see this beautiful ray pouring into humanity, into the earth, to the animal kingdom, mineral kingdom, nature kingdom, and all creation. Today we hold anyone who is known to us personally, who is in need of help or healing. Silently we name them now and see them perfect in the heart, the star. So let us take our first caller now before we speak about the new moon solar eclipse and the equinox. And the last four digits are 3774. You're live and on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you? May I get your first name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, how are you and where are you from?
Long Island.
Lovely. And what's happening with you, Suzanne?
I didn't know if you were doing readings or what you were doing.
It changes from week to week. But what I'll be doing this week is just having a chat with you, seeing what's happening, what's going on, what you would like, a question that you have. And then we work with the energy of what's holding you back from receiving what it is that you want. Are you happy to work with me that way?
Okay.
Okay. So, do you have a specific question?
Just what you see with love life.
Yep. Okay. So we'll see what comes up from that, hey? So, I'll ask a question, and by you simply saying yes out loud, allows yourself to let go of whatever you're holding on to or to open you to what you need to open to. It's just like you're saying to the universe, okay, I'm ready. I surrender what my vision is. I surrender what I think I should do or think I should have. Show me the way. Are you happy to work this way?
Yes.
Beautiful. So, Suzanne, will you allow yourself to let go of the need to know what is happening next?
Yes.
Breathe. And as you breathe, just allow yourself to just let go of all that no longer serves. You allow yourself to let go of all preconceived ideas of how your relationship should be. Saying yes out loud sets it in motion.
What should I say?
Just yes, if you would like. Beautiful breathe. Yourself to know what it feels like for complete and total self-love. Saying yes out loud sets it in motion.
Yes.
Breathe. Breathing, opening your heart, opening your mind to receive the vibration of self-love. Keep receiving. Keep breathing. Can you tell me what's taking place in your body, Suzanne, at the moment?
Yes, I'm falling asleep.
Just keep opening your heart and just breathing in. And as you breathe in, just allow your breath to go deeply into your to your sacral, which is just above your reproductive organs. And allow your ribs to just expand slightly sideways so that it presses up against the inside of your arms. Keep receiving the vibration of self-love. Opening your heart more, just seeing it open like a flower opens to the sunlight. Take your thoughts down into your heart flame and continue to receive. You allow yourself to let go of the dichotomy of having a perfect relationship and not deserving one. Saying yes out loud helps to balance these two aspects.
Yes.
Breathe. Will you allow yourself to know on every level of your being, through all time, space and dimensions, that you are worthy of goodness, happiness and love, and that you are perfect right now?
Yeah.
Sing yourself loud, beautiful breathe. been the lessons and learning that created this dichotomy, and breathing in divine love, wise mother divine love. Breathe. Yourself walking up a mountain path and standing on a high mountain peak. Just drop the chains that are upon your shoulders, releasing all past karmic relationships, keeping the lessons and learning, but letting go of all that no longer serves. Will you allow this now? Releasing all that no longer serves. Will you allow this now? Knowing that you are worthy of love, worthy of joy, worthy of peace, worthy of having an easy, loving, wonderful life. Feeling peaceful?
Yes.
Lovely. Will you allow yourself to let go of all energy that is standing in the way of you feeling fulfilled, happy, complete, and at one with who you are?
Yes.
And allow the light, which is love, to be your guide always.
Yes.
Breathe. what's happening within you now, Suzanne?
Nothing.
Just peace. Beautiful. So drink lots and lots of water. We seem to be cutting out here. Drink lots and lots of water this evening. Have an early night if you can. And just keep opening your heart, breathing in love, sending forth love, and your relationships will unfold beautifully, organically, lovingly, and peacefully.
Okay.
So thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
And have a beautiful, beautiful sleep.
Thank you.
Thank you. So now let us talk about this week's new moon solar eclipse. It is amazing. It really, really is an amazing moon. It gives us such a great opportunity for expansion on every level of our being. It's at 8:37 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, and it is at 29 degrees Pisces. Now, this is really unusual. At 29 degrees Pisces, it's like this is our last opportunity to complete whatever it is that we need to complete from this previous cycle. So you may have found in the last month, few weeks, that you have been coming up against tests that you thought you had completed, but you actually hadn't completed completely. That's a lot of completelys, isn't it? Now, what this is offering us is another chance to finally just dissolve anything that's outworn. Now, the new moon in 29 degrees Pisces is the very end of Pisces. That's the last degree of Pisces. There's 30 degrees in each sign. So it's the very last degree. It is the total and utter completion. Now, it's a sacred, sacred time where that old cycle that is outworn, anything from the old cycle that is outworn and ready to dissolve, just dissolves. And we enter into the void of the unknown. And if you just allow yourself to just feel now what it feels like to just be in 29 degrees Pisces, just breathe and just feel, just close your eyes and come with me. Feel 29 degrees Pisces. Completion. Completion. Stepping into the unknown, into the void of the unknown. When new birth is birth. And then stepping into 1 degree of Aries. Very new, focused, direct, clear path, clear vision, clear way. Connecting with your leadership skills. And your understanding of why you are here and what you are to do. Now, the new moon, well, at this point in time, we're in the balsamic moon. And the balsamic moon is when we have the opportunity to reset and see what it is that we'd like to create over the coming months. Now, with this new moon, it's a new cycle, as we said before, and something new can start in some new way. It is the best time of the month of the new moon to begin a new phase or project, and it's ideal for setting your intentions and goals. New ideas, visions, and ways to do things come to the forefront now. Things that were hidden from your vision, answers to questions, answers to problems, now comes to the light. Any projects begun now gets a new boost or a new idea. And projects that may have been stuck or stagnant now gets a forward movement, or it dissolves if it no longer serves. You may feel that the veils are very thin at this time. You may pick up on the feeling and vibration of lower vibrations, or you may be elated when you're around someone who is radiating love and radiating light. You may find that it is hard to concentrate and focus for a great period of time. And you may also feel that you are unusually tired. And if this is the case and you have the opportunity, sleep more. Close your eyes, even if it's just for 2 or 3 minutes. Allow your body to rejuvenate. Allow your soul to purify. Allow your spirit to come into form. There's a greater sense of knowing that all is well without knowing what is going to happen and take place next. And you may have trouble expressing yourself eloquently because it's as if we're between two worlds. Some questions to ask yourself now is, what is it that my intuition, my higher self, is trying to tell me? What is it that's trying to come through? What message, what changes do I need to make? What vision do I have for the future? Ask yourself, are you really opening to your spirit, to that divine power that is within all life? Are you taking the time on a daily basis to connect to the purest and most beautiful part of your being? And if your soul could send you a message right now, what would it say? What would it say? What is your soul asking of you? Asking you to do. So the gift of this beautiful, magical and radiant new moon is that it may bring you new insights that change the direction your life is going in. Attune to these messages, attune to these energies, and listen carefully to what is spoken in the silence and beauty of your heart. Now on Friday we have the new moon solar eclipse as mentioned, but we also have the equinox at 9:46 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Now the equinox is when we have perfectly balanced day and night. Now in esoteric terms, this is the day is the masculine, the moon is the feminine. So we have the opportunity to balance the masculine and the feminine within us. So by balancing the love, the light, the fear, the joy within our own being opens us and balances us and reconnects us with the earth and the heavenly spheres. So in our meditation, in a short moment, we're going to connect and balance the aspects within our being. We're going to open to a new way of being, a new way of experiencing life. So to prepare, I'm just going to play a free note, just briefly. And let us walk up a beautiful mountain path. Feel the strength of the grass beneath your feet. The sun upon your shoulders. The gentle cool breeze blowing through your hair. You hear the sound of the babbling brook in the distance. And you smell the scent. The wildflowers. And with each step you begin to feel lighter, brighter, more free. And at last you're standing on the highest mountain peak. And a newfound sense of freedom fills your heart, your mind, and your soul. And you wash your face, your hands, and your feet in the babbling brook. And you stand upon the earth. You begin to rise up a golden ray of light. You enter into the temple of the equinox, the temple of balance. In this temple, floor is made of grass, but it's grass in its purest form. And the domed roof is open to the heavens, wide open. An expansive field surrounds you. You breathe in the balance and protective powers of the Father. Masculine. You breathe in the wisdom, the wise mother love of the mother aspect. You breathe in the love, the light of the Christ, the third aspect of the Trinity. Feeling complete balance and alignment within your being. Breathe. You feel yourself at one and connecting with the Heavenly Father. Perfectly balanced being of light. The masculine and feminine within, balanced and aligned in the purity of love, connected in the purity of love. And you begin to breathe and slide back down the ray of light until you again find yourself standing on the high mountain peak. And it is here that you climb into the pool of water and you just float on the waters, allowing the waters to just cleanse and purify your soul, cleanse and purify your being, bringing a deep, deep, deep peace to your heart, to your mind. Your soul. You now stand from the pool. And you are instantly dried. You begin to walk down the mountain path, feeling the strength of the earth beneath your feet, the sun upon your shoulders, the wind blowing through your hair, the sound of the water in the distance, and the scent of the wildflowers. And with each step, you begin to feel your connection with the earth more strongly. Becoming one consciously with the divine mother and bringing through the blessing of the Heavenly Father into your physical body through your breath. Just breathing in and becoming aware of your physical body, the seat beneath you. Breathing in and bringing the light through the crown of your head, through your skull, through your neurological pathways, creating balance and harmony within the light and the dark within your being. Breathing the light down your spine, down your neck, down your throat, down your shoulders, arms, wrists, fingers, hands. Breathing the light down through your chest, through your torso, in through every organ of your being, perfect balance and harmony. Down into your buttocks, breathing the light down through your legs, into your knees, into your shins, calves, ankles, feet, and down into the earth. Again, at this level of your being, connecting with the Divine Mother Earth and the Heavenly Father, perfectly balanced beings of light, perfectly balanced beings of love. Breathe. Now again, see your heart opening more fully, like a flower opens to the sunlight. The still clear flame at the center of your heart. And see your heart flame as still, pure, illumined with light. Radiating life, love, peace, stillness. And when you are ready, gently opening your eyes, rolling and stretching your limbs. And we seal our centers with the silver vibration of the silver equal-sided cross within a circle of light. We place this upon our crown, brow, throat, heart, solar plexus. Lean up on the left-hand side of the back. Sacral, above your pubic bone, and the base of your spine. We encircle ourselves in light 7 times. And on the in-breath, we see this beautiful pure light coming through the left foot, around the left side of the body, on the in-breath, coming up to the crown of the head, and then down the right side on the out-breath, coming back through the feet to connect the circle. We do this together, one. Two. Three. Four. fine. Six. And seven. We see a spiral of light coming from deep within the earth, through the left foot, circling the body seven times clockwise like a corkscrew all the way up to the crown of the head and straight down the spine back into the earth. Mage soul here, remember their magnificent beauty, the balance of spirit, soul and matter. May they remember why they are here on earth and how they are to serve in humility, in love, in freedom and with flow. May they take this opportunity to begin a new cycle of life, putting their hands out in love, speaking words of love, living for the better and greater good of all, desiring only to serve the light, always. May God's blessing be upon this work and each dear soul who listens at any time. Amen. Now, if you're on the Sunshine Coast in Australia, tomorrow evening, Thursday the 19th, I'll be speaking at Edge Cafe from 6 till 8. It's just a donation of $5 to the cafe itself. We'll be experiencing meditations, connecting with the equinox, connecting with our higher self. We're doing live intuitive counseling sessions and generally just having a wonderful, wonderful time. It's a very powerful time this week to let go of the old and to begin anew with no desire of an outcome, but allowing yourself to be in the flow of life. And don't forget, on Sunday the 19th of April, we begin our new mentoring session for 6 weeks. Go to cellularhealing.org and you can see that. And for those in Australia, the weekend of the 10th of April, I'll be holding a 2-day workshop retreat in the beautiful hinterlands of Mullaney in Whittier at the White Eagle Lodge, which is a beautiful modern day mystery school. And you can find information on that on my website as well at cellularhealing.org. If you'd like a private session with me, please contact with private session in the email and I shall contact you as soon as I possibly can. So keep shining, amplify your spirit, activate yourselves and shine as you were meant to shine. Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing. Until next week, may you remember who you are and why you are here.